أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is day number 10 of the blessed month of Ramadan, and that means we have now reached to the one-third point where we have concluded 10 days of fasting, 10 days of standing for prayers in the night, 10 days of recitation of the Quran, 10 days of giving in charity to the needy, to the people who are in dire straits around the world, or even within our own cities, within our own communities, as many of us are aware of challenges that our own, people in our own localities are facing in these troubling times. And today we want to focus on another tradition from the Blessed Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, of the importance of the Noble Quran. And obviously all of these traditions that we have been going through to date are simply for the fact that we want to connect closer to the Quran, to develop a better affinity to the Book of Allah within these 30 days and nights, such that once we conclude the month of Ramadan, that we are still attracted and attached to the Quran, that it doesn't just sit back on our shelf to collect dust until the next month of Ramadan. And so therefore, let us look at what hadith, what saying we have today from the Noble Prophet Muhammad, in which he instructs us of the recitation of the Quran, again from the written pages, just as we had talked about a few days ago. And in this tradition, the Prophet gives us another understanding of why we should recite from the printed Quran. And he says the following: nothing is harder for Satan to bear than a person who recites the Quran by looking at the pages of the Quran. Satan obviously is a very interesting, unique character within Islam and within all religions, but especially within Islam. And although we don't have the time to really go into the depth and detail of a biography of Satan, so to speak, but we do have to appreciate the fact that he is a very cunning, conniving individual whose only goal is to dissuade us from the path of Islam. And he made this promise in the Quran when he was removed from the mercy of God, that he promised the Almighty Creator that he would push all of us away from the straight path. And he realizes that there are certain individuals whom he does not have influence over, but those are the infallibles. And because we're not within that category, we need to avail ourselves of every opportunity to protect ourselves, to have a protective layer bubble, so to speak, around us. And we are fortunate enough that he himself has given us indications in the Quran of how he would misguide us. And more importantly, we have traditions from the Prophet, as the one that we're looking at today, and from the infallible Imams, in which they also give us guidance of how to keep away from Satan and his demonic forces and his temptations. And as this tradition for today spoke about, that one of the ways to protect ourselves from Satan, from his insinuations, from his attempts to push us away from the path of Islam, something which is difficult for him to bear and accept, is for a believer to read the Quran by looking at the pages of the Book of Allah. Now obviously there is a hidden meaning, a mystery behind why he is so averse to the written word of Allah. Why does he cause him so much problem to look for us as a believer to look at the physical Quran? And although we don't have time to delve into all of the mysteries behind such traditions, but we do keep in mind, in the forefront of our mind, that because the Messenger of Allah has shown us the secret to protect ourselves from satanic influence, and for him, from Satan that is, to become more and more upset with us and to feel despondent of him being able to impact and influence us, that we need to take heed to the Messenger of Allah and his words and statements and do our best to continuously recite the Book of Allah, especially by looking at the pages of text of the Word of Allah. And we ask Allah, as we conclude this 10th day of the month of Ramadan, that we are able to get closer to Allah, that we're able to spend the next 20 days and nights in greater worship and recitation of the Quran and in prayer, and to ensure that we are doing the most that we can in these nights and days to attach ourselves to the Quran and to the family of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salatu was-salam, the peace be upon all of them, because this is the only way that we will stay on the straight path, that we will not be deviated, is by following that which the Messenger of Allah ordered us to follow, which is the Quran and the noble family. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.